Good evening and welcome everybody. It's lovely to welcome you to our service this evening. Our theme is peace. We welcome also those who are using the black boxes and receiving the recording later in the week. Our call to worship. The season of autumn continues moving steadily towards winter. As the temperatures dip, we gather in the warmth of God's presence. As the darkness grows, we seek God's light. As the earth rests from its labours, we long for God's peace. Come, let us worship the Lord. I'm going to sing our first song this evening, which has been chosen by Linda. It's Light of the World. You step down into darkness.
Step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say, altogether wonderful to me. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Upon that cross, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin. Upon that cross, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin. Upon that. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful.
Okay, so that song was chosen by Linda, and she's not managed to make it onto the call. So I think Dorothy's just checking in with her, and hopefully she can tell us maybe why Linda chose that song, or if not, then maybe Linda will be joining us, I'm not sure.
Thanks, Jen. Yeah, Linda will be joining us. They're having trouble getting on at the moment, so they're just going to try again. So we'll hear from her later exactly why she chose it. But at the moment, I'm going to ask Janet to read for us.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Janet. That was taken from Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 to 7. Trusting and relying in the Lord. Christine, you've chosen our next song, Peace, Perfect Peace. Would you like to explain to us what it is you've chosen that?
Just unmute yourself, Christine, sorry. Let me do it. It should come up on screen now. Oh.
Just waiting for Christine to unmute herself and then explain to us why she's chosen this special hymn. Seem to have a few gremlins on the line this evening.
There is tonight.
Tonight, so.
Do you want me to play the song and then, let's see, hang on.
There
you go.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, when I was teaching, if I gave the whole class an exercise to do, it was suddenly very quiet. Everybody was concentrating on what they were supposed to be doing. And I used to walk around the classroom singing to myself, peace, perfect peace. It just lasted for a short time, but I always sang that to myself when all the children were quiet doing what I'd asked them to do. But peace isn't necessarily silence, is it? I think you can feel at peace perhaps when you're with your family, when you're around a meal table, enjoying a meal together. When you're in the garden, I find peace on my allotment. I can hear the birds singing, the bees buzzing. I can hear neighbours in gardens laughing and enjoying themselves, and children playing in a garden nearby. So I feel that peace is something like an inner contentment, knowing that all is well and all will be well. When Jesus appeared to his disciples after the resurrection in the upper room, they must have been feeling very anxious, very worried about what had happened and what was going to happen in the future. But Jesus' first words were, peace be with you. So that's why I've chosen this. Let's sing it together.
Thank you, Christine. So here is next song, which is Peace, Perfect Peace is the Gift of Christ our Lord.
Peace, perfect peace, is the gift of Christ our Lord. Christ our Lord. Thus says the Lord, will the world know, my friends. Love, perfect love, is the gift of Christ our Lord. Christ our Lord. Thus says the Lord, will the world know, my friends. Joy, a perfect joy, is the gift of Christ our
Beautiful hymn. It's new to me. Christine was sang it for me as she was preparing for it to tell me what she wanted, and she said, oh yeah, we know it, but it was a new one to me, but it's beautiful words. So thank you, Christine, for sharing that. I'm going to ask Christine Lambert now to bring us a reading. This is something that was taken, it's about part of the life of D.L. Moody. Thanks, Christine.
You unmute yourself.
Oh, that's it. Right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So the reading's taken from the life of D.L. Moody. Oh, I've gone off now.
No, it's fine. You're there. It's just we're showing a background.
Oh, that's fine. In the book, William R. Moody, who was D.L. Moody's son, records his father's reflections on his experience aboard the Spree, a passenger ship that was to take him from London to New York. At some point in the village, the Spree's drive shaft broke, putting a hole in the hull, and the ship began to sink. Dwight Moody describes the experience. The officers and crew did all that they could to save the vessel, but it was soon found that the pumps were useless, for the water poured into the ship too rapidly to be controlled. There was nothing more in the power of man to do, and the ship was absolutely helpless, while the passengers could only stand still on the poor, drifting, sinking ship and look into our possible watery graves. After several more days on the ship, the situation seemed increasingly dire, and Mr. Moody entered what he called the darkest hour of my life. Yet even in that dark hour, Dwight Moody turned to God. It was in that moment that he found peace. I could not endure it. I must have relief, and relief came in prayer. God heard my cry and enabled me to say from the depth of my soul, "Thy will be done." Sweet peace came to my heart. Let it be Northfield or heaven, it made no difference now. I went to bed, fell asleep almost immediately, and never slept more soundly in all my life. Out of the depths I cried unto my Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I can no more doubt that God gave answer to my prayer for relief than I can doubt my own existence. It should be noted that, though pumps could not keep up with the water entering the hull breach, watertight compartments kept the Spree afloat, her stern just above the waterline. She was still without power, and in those days before radio communication, unable to send out an SOS. She was eventually spotted by another steamship and towed into port. Only one life was lost, a panicked Austrian passenger who jumped overboard.
Thank you, Christine. It's interesting, isn't it? Amazing circumstances, and fear rises up, and yet we turn to the Lord and we can know his peace and sense his peace all around us, sufficient to be able to sleep even in the midst of a shipwreck that was going on there. So, John, you've chosen our next song. Would you like to share with us what it is that you that song is special to you for?
Well, that's interesting what Christine's just said, because what I'm reading, this is a song that touches my, I know it's very emotional, don't upset me, but it's the same thing Christine's saying, it's about a shipwreck, and it's a Horatio Spafford in 1828. He was an American lawyer and a church elder, and he was a friend of D.L. Moody. His estate was destroyed, it was all destroyed, he lost everything. And he was going to England to meet D.L. Moody. And as this was in 1871. And then in 1873, when they were going to England, Spafford said, "I can't go because I've got to sort everything out from the building. You go with my four daughters and I'll meet you in England. You go." And they set out, and he gets a telegraph, and it's his wife. And he said, "I'll see you later." And just said, she said, "Saved alone." He gets a telegram, "Saved alone." His four daughters had drowned, and his wife was thought so. So he sailed to England to join his wife. And when he passed the spot where it happened, that's when he wrote this song, "It Is Well With My Soul." He had three more children in 1880, and another one died at 3 years old. Then they went to Jerusalem to help other people to bring the gospel. And I thought, what do I worry about when he's gone through all that and he can write that song, "It Is Well With My Soul." So it's I get very emotional when I hear this. So if I start crying, don't worry. So we'll sing it. "It Is Well With My Soul."
Thank you, John.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever I love, thou hast taught me to say,
Thank you, John, for choosing that. It's lovely words and brings back a lot of memories, I'm sure, for many of us. So thank you. And John, you're unmuted. Can't just hear what he's saying. He's coming now.
There you go.
No, Ardis said, where's the peace? I said, no, they still call it when peace like a river.
Like a river.
She said, yeah. As I said, peace. I said, yeah, that's why I picked it.
Peace like a river. Yeah, like thank a river, you. Yeah. It attendeth my soul. Thank that's you. Right,
yeah. Thank you.
Linda, if you'd like to unmute yourself, can you unmute yourself? Linda's been able to join us now. She's had some trouble gathering and getting on to online.
Yeah.
Linda,
can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. We've sung your song, but would you like to share with us why you picked it, please?
Yeah,
Jesus
you can
light
hear
of
me.
The world. Yes, we can.
You can. Yeah. Well, it's a song by Matt Redman, and he's always been one of my favourite singers. And it just takes me back to when we used to go to a Christian festival called New Wine. And when the children were little, John used to drive me down there. We'd pitch the tent and, you know, we'd all have a really good time. And in the evenings, there was Matt Redman singing and possibly J. John giving the sermon. And it was a really good time. There was things for children on as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the children were occupied.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were just really happy memories of going down to New Wine. And it was on the Bath and West Showground in Somerset.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fairly near where my elder daughter lives now, you know. It's just...
Yeah, come sort of full circle. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that's great. One of the people that used to go with us was Derek Hawkins.
Right, yeah.
When I hear a Matt Redman song, I always think of Derek.
Derek, really. Yeah.
And I don't know if Val's watching, but I know he meant a lot to her.
Yes, yeah.
And he did to me, because he took me under his wing. The second time we went, I think my son was 8, and he had an accident, and he let himself go off a rope swing, and he broke his wrist, so he had to go to Yeovil Hospital. Mm-hmm. So John took him to Yeovil Hospital, and I looked after Jane, you know, because she didn't want to go to the hospital.
No, no.
And Derek took me under his wing because I was really upset, you know, that I wanted to cut myself in two and go to the hospital,
yes,
and also be with Jane.
That's
but
right.
I couldn't.
But he
and
he
Derek.
That's good.
Yeah. And he had it put on the, you know, we had a huge screen because it was for 5,000 people. And there was this huge, and he had it put on and asked everyone to pray for Thomas. Because he popped his wrist.
That's kind, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So it was lovely, really. It was typical. Very typical, Derek.
That's right. So thank you for that, Linda. Thank you for sharing that. We've been thinking about prayer and how when we pray, the Lord gives us peace and brings peace into our life, despite the very difficult circumstances that we can find ourselves in at times. So it was good that... that Derek helped you to find that as well in those times. So thank you. And we're going to share together in a prayer now, an opportunity to think. One of the songs that had been suggested that we're not going to sing it as a song, we're going to use it for this prayer, is the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, which is "Make me a channel of your peace." So rather than sing it as a song, I thought we would use it as a prayer. So we're going to put it on the screen now and listen to it, and there's parts that you can share with as well. For those that are using the black box, the words of this you will find at the end of your song sheet. When the prayer itself is played through, there are a few little pointers for us for us to think about, and I will read those out for the people that are on the black box. Thank you, Jen.
A day in the life of Saint Francis. As the new day was dawning, Saint Francis arose. He stretched out his fingers.
That's the one that came through.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jen.
Is it not the right one?
It's my fault. No, it's an actual prayer of Saint Francis. I pressed the wrong thing.
I did wonder.
Yeah, no, it was the actual Make Me a Channel of Your Peace.
Is it on the song words? Do you want me to read it out?
Yes, it is. I haven't got those to hand. If you've got them, that'd be great.
Bear with us a minute, folks. Sorry.
Sorry about this. My fingers slipped when I've pressed the thing to send the order across. Called myself to check them as well.
So I'll read it. It's not a problem. Not a problem. Prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Jen. Where are we now? Right, so that brings us to Irene and Jeff. And your song, would you like to share with us why you've chosen it, please? Just unmuting themselves.
It's fine.
It's okay.
I think there is gremlins in it tonight.
Yeah, it seems to be. There we go.
I'm sorry, Dorothy. I don't know which song it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I sent it through. Okay, it's difficult to say why you've chosen it then, isn't it? I should explain for the others. Irene and Jeff sent three through. One was Make Me a Channel of Your Peace, which we've just used for the prayer. And this one is My Peace I Give Unto You.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, again, like Christine was saying earlier, this is one I've known a long time. And it's one that easily runs through my mind if I am in difficulty or, you know, worried about anything. And it's just the words, it's so simple, but it means such a lot. And yeah, my peace I give unto you, my love I give unto you. And it's just one of those, that, like I say, that readily comes to my mind, you know. And
yes.
I find myself can be humming it as I'm going around the house, you know. So
yeah.
And I've certainly felt that peace just recently.
Yeah. So this is our final song. I've chose it at the end because I thought it was very much like a blessing as what God is speaking to us about his peace and his love. Thank you, Jen.
makes a peace that the world cannot give. It's a peace that the world cannot understand. Peace to know, peace to live. My peace I give unto you.
Final blessing to close. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And the Lord be with all of you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. Thank you all very much for coming and sharing tonight. I apologize for the difficulties and the mix-ups that we've had. I'm sorry, Linda, that you weren't able to get on earlier, but it's good to have had you with us. And next time, it'll be the 29th of November, and that's the first Sunday in Advent. So I thought we would have it as an Advent Songs of Praise. And if you would like to choose Advent carols, and I know you all know that I'm very into Advent, being there before Christmas. So if you've got any Advent carols that you would like, or perhaps a reading or a prayer, then please feel free to share those and let me know, and I'll put them together and I'll try and get myself more organised than I did this week. So thank you all very much. We pray
thank
that you have
everyone.
A good week.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jen.
Thank you. See you all soon. Bye.
Bye.